plan is underway in Rockford to enable people who didn't graduate from high school to earn their diploma and more. It addresses a nationwide problem: how to bridge the gap between the needs of businesses and the skill set of the available pool of workers. In this Friday Forum, WNIJ's Guy Stephens has more about Goodwill's Excel Center.
The Rockford numbers are daunting. An estimated 40,000 people in the metro area don't have either a high school diploma or a General Equivalency Development, or GED, certificate. That's actually an improvement from where it was several years ago, but it's still a huge group of people who don't have the skills or qualifications to get a better-paying job. That's even as employers are looking at filling a lot of holes as the baby boomers retire. Sam Schmitz is president of Goodwill Industries of Northern Illinois. He says a lot of those who participate in the agency's offerings didn't finish high school.
Not because they don't want to learn, but because life issues get in the way and they're forced to drop out of high school for whatever reason.
For those who didn't finish high school, a GED is the alternative. Passing the series of tests in math, science, and other subjects is supposed to be the equivalent, hence the name, of getting a high school education. So 4 years ago, Goodwill started the Good Grads program. It helps people with support services, transportation, childcare, money for test fees, and the like, so they can prepare for and take the GED tests and get their certificate. For many, the GED is a ticket to a better job or higher education, but not, as it turns out, for everyone. Dr. Lori Finello is superintendent of the Winnebago Boone Regional Office of Education. She says she was in a group, the Workforce Alliance, that got together with more than 50 area businesses and organizations several years ago to look at workforce problems.
And while we were meeting, the businesses said, we really honor a high school diploma more than we honor a GED. And is there any way we can get, you know, more people that are past the age of being able to go back to high school to get a diploma for them?
Finello says that sparked discussion of how to meet the issue, including at her office, ways to get people to finish high school in the first place. Still, many would not. So if a GED is not enough, what to do? As it turns out, Goodwill International operates a number of what it calls Excel centers around the country. The concept started in Indianapolis, a city that, like Rockford, has a large population of dropouts. Jonathan Gates sits on the board of Goodwill Northern Illinois. An educator, he was working in Indianapolis when the Excel centers were started. He helped run one and opened another as director. He says Goodwill started years ago by running a more traditional charter school, but saw that wouldn't work for everyone. So they came up with the Excel Center.
The cool thing they were able to do is say, yeah, you know, we're going to operate a school, but we're also going to embed in everything else that we do.
And Gates says everyone gets a life coach. Gates says the centers offer 8-week programs year-round that go toward a diploma and a job certification. If things don't click, people can repeat the program until they do. Gates says Excel Center graduation rates compare favorably with passing rates for both traditional high school and GED programs. Now Schmitz wants to bring one to Rockford. Schmitz says the classroom work, as well as the trade skills learned in the program, help cultivate so-called soft skills, the ability to work in a group, for example, that employers want. You don't get that by studying for and passing a GED test on a computer. Finello defends the tests. They may even be harder to pass than the Excel program in some way, she says. But she understands employers are looking for more well-rounded applicants with the tools to succeed in the workplace.
We have industries in the Rockford area that say that is the number one thing. If they have people who have the soft skills, it really helps them to be a good employee and be productive.
Finello says school systems are now trying to teach those skills early on, before students get to graduation, but there still will be a need to help those who fall through the cracks. Schmitz and Gates say there is ample evidence the Excel centers work. A recent study commissioned by Goodwill estimated that Indiana saves millions of dollars over what is spent on the participants. The savings come from the various forms of state assistance the graduates are no longer using because they were able to get better-paying jobs. On top of that, they contribute revenue to the state as taxpayers. Gates puts the numbers in perspective with the story of one young man he knew. Curtis lived on the west side of Indianapolis, dealing with difficulties at home and in the neighborhood. Despite Gates' efforts, Curtis dropped out of high school. Later, after Gates had started running an Excel center on the east side of town, he ran into Curtis working a minimum wage job at a ballpark. He persuaded him to enroll, but the distance from home proved to be too much, and Curtis dropped out. Then Goodwill opened a center on the west side, nearer to Curtis's home, with Gates in charge.
And this time it all starts to stick. Everything starts to click. Curtis starts passing his classes, and at this time he's probably 20, going on 21. We get him into one of the certification classes. Curtis gets some college credits with it, and then Curtis goes on to work with Goodwill in their kind of job placement world and lands a job making like $11.50 an hour starting out, which for Curtis was a huge jump.
Gates says Curtis stuck with the job and quickly got a raise. Now, several years later, he's still there with opportunities for advancement. Gates says Curtis is now at a point where he can sustain himself through his paycheck, a big leap from where he started. Gates says Curtis's story is not unusual. Ask any of the Excel directors around the country. They all have their Curtis, he says. One barrier standing in the way of the program in Illinois was a state law limiting a high school diploma to people under 21. Schmitz and others campaigned hard to change that. A bill removing the age limit was passed, and this fall the governor signed it into law. One of the bill's sponsors, Rockford State Senator Steve Stadelman, says there was little opposition in the legislature. He pointed to the tens of thousands in the Rockford area without a diploma of any kind.
That situation is replicated throughout the state. So, yes, this affects Rockford, but it affects cities throughout the state because making sure we have a qualified workforce is an interest statewide. Whatever we can do to encourage young adults to further their education and get a high school diploma, that's good for a community, that's good for the state.
As written, the law would permit other organizations, such as a foundation or community college, to set up similar programs anywhere in Illinois. But the Rockford program is the first out of the blocks. In some ways, that was the easy part. The state's budget situation means there probably won't be much funding coming from Springfield for the program. Still, Schmitz would like to open the Rockford Excel Center by 2019. He realizes that's an ambitious goal, since Goodwill will need to raise $1 to $2 million before that can happen.
That's a lot of work ahead of us, and I can't sit here and promise it, but there's a lot more discussion on adult learning than there was 5 years ago. And so we think that there's quite a few funding streams that we could maybe weave together to get that $2 million.
Those include federal grants and money from private foundations. Schmitz also thinks area businesses will want to contribute to producing a pool of workers who can satisfy their needs. That is, after all, what they and others around the state and country have been calling for. And if it is as successful as hoped, Schmitz and the others say there probably will be a push for more such centers in Illinois and more opportunities to help people lift themselves up. I'm Guy Stevens.